A fresh blueprint for the future of Anglia Square has been unveiled by campaigners opposed to the current bid. Developers are seeking permission to transform the shopping complex into 1,250 new homes, a 25-storey tower, a 200-bed hotel and dozens of shops. But the Cathedral, Magdalen and St Augustine's Forum has lodged its own vision for what they hope they would like to see with Norwich City Council. It includes an open-air market, medical centre, nursery, homes and shops.
A bowel cancer screening programme, which was launched in Norfolk, has been so successful that the age at which it is offered is to be lowered. The NHS bowel screening programme, launched at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in 2006, it was one of just two hospitals in the UK selected to participate. Since then, it has been rolled out nationwide, and until now has meant everyone aged over 60 is invited for a screening and sent a home testing kit. And now, the UK National Screening Committee recommended that this drop to the age of 50. And ministers have accepted the proposals of the independent experts.
She is the lightest baby to have ever survived at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. And now, 9 years later, Lily Rose Davis from Stalham smiles alongside the consultant, hoping to help others who have suffered like her. When Lily Rose was born, she was 14 weeks early and weighed just 400 grams, or 14 ounces, less than a can of soup. But when she was just 2 weeks old and still tiny, she contracted life-threatening sepsis, which left her battling for her life. Although she pulled through, Lily Rose was left with permanent brain damage and lost all her toes on her right foot. Norfolk and Norwich consultant neonatologist Professor Paul Clark said Lily Rose was a little miracle. He said, "It is truly wonderful that she managed to survive, although this is clouded by the significant and real ongoing difficulties Lily Rose and her family have to face in their everyday lives by what the sepsis left in their wake." Now, the Davis family have thrown their support behind research which hopes to stop babies like Lily Rose getting sepsis. Along with parents of more than 100 babies treated at the hospital's NICU and Medway Foundation Trust in Kent, opted to take part in the Arctic study, which is comparing the safety and effectiveness of two antiseptics for cleaning the skin of babies prior to central venous catheter insertion. The use of central catheters is essential to help feed very premature babies. However, the presence of bacteria on the skin can lead to dangerous bloodstream infections, such as sepsis, if the skin is not cleaned properly before the catheter is inserted. Mr. Davis said, "Anything that can be done to learn from this experience, such as this trial, to reduce the risk, will always have our 100% backing."
It was a Friday night, and over in the Mediterranean island of Ibiza at 10 p.m, it was a balmy 26 degrees, and the 20-somethings were making their way to clubs in short skirts and tight white jeans. Over 1,000 miles away in Norfolk, the temperature may have been considerably lower and the average age higher, but the atmosphere was just as sizzling as the spirit of Ibiza was celebrated in a night of dance anthems at Blickling Park. Incongruous though it may have been in the grounds of a National Trust treasure, and with more hunter wellies and showful waistcoats than crop tops and denim shorts, looking at the mass of people gyrating in the front pit near the stage, you could still have mistaken the scene for a nightclub in the Med in the 90s in terms of energy and spirit. The orchestra were electrifying, Sonic sounded and looked just like she did all those years ago, and Goldie Rocks, well, she rocked. Norfolk just wanted to have fun on Friday night, and boy, it did.
Speed limits of 20 miles per hour could be introduced on more than 300 further roads in Norwich as council bosses continue their drive to make the city's streets safer. Consultation has started into reducing the limits on dozens more roads in the south of the city, with the public asked if they support 20 mile per hour limits in parts of Lakenham, Tuxwood and Eton. The Transport for Norwich scheme would also see traffic calming introduced in Eton Road, close to the City of Norwich School, Church Lane and Greenways in Eton, Sandy Lane in Lakenham and South Park Avenue near Eton Park. Council bosses have already brought in 20-mile-per-hour limits in the city centre, Earlham and parts of the north of the city, but say slowing down more traffic will make streets safer and more pleasant for cyclists and pedestrians.
A warning has been issued about a council tax cold call scam in the borough of Great Yarmouth. Great Yarmouth Borough Council has issued the warning after residents reported that they have been cold called and told that they are paying too much council tax as their property is in the wrong band. The householder is then asked for their card details so the caller can process a refund. The council says that none of its staff would call residents and ask for bank card details. A statement from the council said, "Residents are asked to remain vigilant against the scam, under which the person calls the householder to query the council tax ban for their property. The caller then claims the resident has been overpaying their council tax as their property is in the wrong band, and is then asked for their card details so the caller can process a refund. This is a scam. We would not cold call to ask for bank card details."
A litany of failings in three separate Norfolk cases involving vulnerable children have been revealed. In one case, a six-month-old baby was shaken to death by her father after a string of opportunities to give the family better support were missed from 2013 to 2016. In a second case, a 20-year-old man on bail for abusing a young boy was placed in accommodation with young families, despite his bail condition, stating he should not be alone with children. In a third case, four children were sexually assaulted by their father over several years after agencies failed to properly recognise symptoms of sexual abuse. All three cases sparked investigations by the Norfolk Safeguarding Children Board, called Serious Case Reviews. The reviews are launched when a child dies or is seriously harmed and abuse or neglect is believed to be involved. Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Department is criticised in the reports. The department has twice been rated as inadequate by inspectors from Ofsted. In its most recent inspection this year, it was rated as requires improvement. The reviews have led to a series of recommendations to improve services.
Our second feature, written by Sophie Wiley and read by Sarah Lusher, tells of a young boy taking on a running challenge over the summer to help others less fortunate.